And now it's time for a visit with our anchor buddies, local reporters and hosts who give us their insider's perspective on the latest news and happenings from around the world. Today, we turn to South Africa and Sudan. Only this time, we're fortunate to have our buddies here in the studio with us. Burl Sokulu is the managing director of Radio Igagazi 99.5, a station in Durban that targets Zulu-speaking youth in the southeast province of KwaZulu-Natal. Abdallah Musa is a DJ and radio host at Mango 96 FM, which is based in Sudan's capital, Khartoum. His station, which plays mostly jazz, blues, and R&B, is the first FM station in Sudan. They're in Washington this week, along with other African journalists who are part of the U.S. State Department's International Visitor Leadership Program. Pearl and Abdallah, welcome.
Thank you, Michelle, and thanks for having us.
Thanks, Michelle, and I'm glad to be here, too.
Pearl, if we may start, your station has a real mix of programming from music to talk shows, but I wanted to talk about your call-in show, Speaking Positively. It's deals with HIV/AIDS, as I understand it.
Mm. We are a combination of music and talk. We are predominantly a music station, though, particularly because we target younger listeners. But the talk element is really important because what we provide is a platform for people living with HIV, people infected and affected by HIV, to get information that they wouldn't normally receive, and to get the facts, and also just to create a platform for them to talk about their experiences.
And it's a call-in.
It is definitely, yeah.
And you're also developing, as I understand it, a Saturday afternoon talk show that's aimed at teens on sexually transmitted diseases, violence against women, self-esteem. Those are some tough issues. And I don't know about South Africa, but I think here in the U.S. that might be a tough sell.
Well, it's just necessary because usually the hardest hit part of the population is definitely the youth. And I think that a lot of the messages that have been targeted to the youth have been not quite as effective as they really should be, because a lot of the messages are monotonous. They're not really dealing with what the true problem is. You can warn them all you like about the dangers of HIV and AIDS. The truth is, young people don't go out trying to get HIV/AIDS, but they do go to clubs and they do have, you know, suffer from peer pressure. Many young women are the victims of abuse, incest, and all kinds of other social ills. So what we're trying to do is create a program and a platform for them to receive advice on those issues, which invariably can lead to the spread of HIV/AIDS.
And you're going to try to hit them where they live, talk to them about the things that they're really talking about, as opposed to this kind of top-down. Before I turn to Abdallah, South African radio is known to be very competitive, and I just wondered, you know, how you are trying to distinguish yourself.
The station, firstly, it's been operating for just over a year. We launched last year on the 13th of March.
And congratulations.
Thank you. So we've just celebrated our first birthday. We have over 1 million listeners in a relatively small footprint, and we do compete against the largest radio station in the country. But we've been hugely successful in chipping away at their market share and our other competitors. We are unique in that we offer something that doesn't exist at all in the market. We are what we call a Zunglish radio station. And in South Africa, there are 11 official languages, 9 of which are African languages. And we have a combination of languages on our radio station, which is new to the KZN market. Our listeners, being Zulu, are proud to be Zulu and love their language and speak the language. But being urban and educated, obviously English is not a problem. So people like to be spoken to in the way that they speak too.
Give me an example.
Of Zulu.
How do you do? Do you switch gears in the middle of a conversation?
For example, ngaqala ngikhulume nawe ngesiZulu, bese ngiyashintsha futhi ngiphinde ngikhulume ngesiNgisi. So for example, if I were to speak to you in Zulu and then switch into English quite smoothly, as I've just done.
And you would. Oh, that's fascinating.
And that's how it's done.
Abdallah, tell us about Mango 96 FM. Is all of your programming in Arabic for an Arabic-speaking audience?
Yeah, all of our programming in Arabic. Matter of fact, we have a license that limits us to only broadcast in Arabic. It's the first FM in Sudan, and it's mainly doing entertainment shows, and 60% of our air is music. The rest is just a mix of interesting talk shows. We do talk shows like talk shows targeting medical advices, and we have shows that promoting peace messages.
What kinds of artists do you like to play? Do you play any American artists, or do you generally focus on the international scene?
Mainly I'm focused on classic American music. I have a show that's called Night Fever. It's every Saturday, 10 to 12. And in this show, I play American music like blues, jazz, zydeco, classic American
zydeco.
Music. Yeah. And I discuss the music from a musical side and a cultural side. I play music while I discuss the cultural impact of this music on the society. Apart from the American music, I also play international music.
That's fascinating. That's great. What about the conflict in Darfur, Abdallah? Do you address this on your program or at your station at all?
Yeah, sure, since it's affecting, it has a huge impact on the society in Sudan. Yeah, we address it in various ways, but honestly,
go ahead. Is there a political concern?
Would it be
accurate to say that your program is mainly entertainment focused, and you really don't consider yourself an authority on these matters?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. In this country, politics is a very big topic for talk radio. It's kind of standard talk radio fare. Is that the case in Sudan?
In Mango, we are kind of focused on the entertainment side.
Pearl, what are some of the headlines back home this week?
There are a lot of local issues happening. For example, leading up to 2010, the 2010 World Cup will be hosted in our country. One of the big issues at the moment is sorting out the transport issues, local taxi issues. We have a system of minibus taxis where you have cabs, so it's not the normal, how do I describe it?
Just one person going
it's
to one
not,
place.
No,
it's more of
definitely
a group
not.
Experience.
Exactly. So those are basically being scrapped. And an entire new lot of vehicles has been designed for that.
We're talking with our anchor buddies from South Africa and Sudan, Pearl Sukulu, the managing director of Radio Igagazi in Durban, and Abdallah Musa, radio host at Mango 96 FM in Khartoum, Sudan. Immigration is a big story in the United States, as I'm sure you've noticed. But there have also been stories in the American media about the immigration story in South Africa, particularly attacks on African immigrants in South Africa by black South Africans. I think something like 400 African immigrants who've been killed, particularly from the Somali community, over the course of the decade. And, for example, there was a story in Time magazine about in Port Elizabeth, a Somali shopkeeper. He and his brother were being attacked. His brother was killed, and this particular shopkeeper was grievously wounded. He said that they, when this was all happening, his brother said that the attacker said, "You're stealing South African land. Basically, get out of our country." Is that a big story in South Africa?
It's not an enormous story in the context of what happens in South Africa. I think, you know, to put it in perspective, South African people have been quite embracing of people from other foreign countries. And the reason for that is that, you know, in the time of apartheid, South African political prisoners or victims of apartheid were really forced to flee the country and go and live in countries such as Botswana, Lesotho, Mozambique, and many other. So we welcome, for example, Zimbabweans who have come into, there are many, many Zimbabweans who have come into our country, Nigerians. And the reality is when you take a very impoverished society, because the society that you're referring to in the incident of the Somalis is a very impoverished one. And when a foreign person comes into that environment and starts a business, in the case of the shopkeeper, which thrives, it does create a little bit of resentment. And I don't think that this is unique to South Africa. I think in any area where if I, as a South African, were to come to the inner city of one of your poorest communities and set up shop and very quickly start to generate a really good income, I think there would be a little bit of resentment from the local people of that area. They would see me as an outsider. And it would be quite threatening. On the other hand, if I came in as a medical doctor to go live in Connecticut or some other wealthy area, I highly doubt that I would be received badly.
I'm not sure that's so. I mean, there's such a big discussion about immigration in this country right now. There's sort of tensions all over the place, but I do take your point that that this is not an easy thing in many societies.
Exactly.
But you're not denying the accuracy of them, are you?
Denying that it isn't happening. Not at all. Not at all. But I think that there is always two sides to every story. Unfortunately, in media, that's what gets more people tuned in. No one wants to hear about how well the progress towards 2010 is going. No one wants to hear about the fact that after apartheid, there wasn't a civil war. No one's interested in that. And it's unfortunate.
Abdallah, what are the headlines in Sudan? What else is going on?
And one of the interesting headlines that I read today is the discovery of this huge lake in Darfur. And I believe it's just like a Lord mercy to Darfur, because one of the things that worsening the case there in Darfur is the drought. Many people there die of the shortage of water. So,
oh, that's very interesting. I also understand that the United Nations and the African Union just wrapped up peace talks in Libya. Is there a feeling that this is an important development?
Yes, I believe so. Hopefully so, yeah.
Okay. Do you have call-in?
Yeah, sure thing. Most of our call shows are open to listeners.
What do they want to talk about?
About various issues, but like I told you, we have this kind of limited license in Sudan for FMs. Our license is limited mainly to entertainment. We do news, but we don't get that deep into politics.
Talk about the cultural scene in Khartoum right now. What are the big hits is what I want to know. I want to be hip. I want to be hip in Khartoum. So what do I need to know?
The musical scene in Sudan. I can name you some Sudanese artists that you can listen to. Sharhabil Ahmed, Muhammad Al-Amin. And in summer, usually, yeah, we have like small musical festivals, public concerts. So,
music is big.
Music is big there, yeah.
Okay, great. And Pearl, finally, what music or films or artists should we be tuned into in South Africa right now?
Zola 7, I think, is still the largest, in fact, the second most popular person in the country, second to Nelson Mandela. Zama Chobe, Mafikizolo, Malaika. A lot of the Afro-pop, which is unique to our country.
So it's kind of a fusion?
It's a fusion between many things. It's Kwaito, it's Afro-pop, it's jazz. Much of it has got a bit of a Western influence, but largely it's unique to South Africa.
All right, wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a pleasure being here. And thank you. Have a good day.
Pearl Sokulu is the managing director of Radio Igakasi, 99.5 FM in Durban, South Africa. Abdallah Musa is a DJ and radio host at Mango 96 FM in Khartoum, Sudan. They joined us here in Studio 4B.